This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
Hey, and I'm Tim. Hey.
Cool persona. How you doing this week, Tim?
Tom, I'm doing wonderfully. Wonderful? Wonderfully. I feel wonderful.
I'm doing wonderfully, I think is what
I'm doing wonderful things.
Perfect. That's what the expression is.
I have a new hello situation, Tom.
What the hell does that mean?
When I enter a room. Well, you're like me, and you're going to claim that you're not like me.
Okay. We'll see.
But when you enter a party or a gathering or a group of friends, like we'll meet every once in a while with a group of friends to go get nachos after work, after quitting time, there's always a little bit of an awkward, like, you and I, like, don't shake hands or high five.
No, because it's, like, too formal.
But you,
we see each other usually at least once a week, usually twice or three times a week. So it's like, I'm not going to shake your hand every time I see you.
Right. But then there are some people that will show up that you see, like, frequently that like you have to either shake their hand or in some cases, like, give a hug.
Yeah. Or some case, like a big wet kiss.
Yeah. A sloppy tongue kiss. Please also, Tom, stay away from my wife.
Well, look, Tim, you were out of town and she needed somebody to have dinner with.
You guys did all go out without me when I was out of town. I hated it. I was so nervous the whole time. I was on a plane. And I was like, I wonder what's happening over there. So anyway, there are those.
We were all just trying to turn your wife against you.
So it's awkward because there are those in-between situations where, like, you know, somebody's hugging somebody else, but it's like, I'm not on a hug hello level with this person.
Right.
Either, like, we're not familiar enough. Ironically, the hug hello happens with people that I don't see very often who
I feel like then that's more appropriate. Like, I'm more likely to go for a hug with somebody if I haven't seen him in a while because it's like, hey, let me feel what you feel like lately.
But even, like, I don't know, like friends who I don't see that often because, like, we're not that close,
right?
And their spouses, like, I'll wind up hugging them,
even names you never even learn.
In many cases, that's the bro code, right?
don't learn.
Never learn your friend's wife's name.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was saying all spouses, but yeah, I guess you only hang out with men.
No, women can marry women too. You friggin' jerk.
That's true too.
So anyway, what I've adopted now for hellos and goodbyes.
Yeah.
It's a very direct point.
Oh,
you extend the arm and you point at him, you go like, "Eh." But, like, it's from far away. So it's when you first walk in, you, like, point them out and you go, "Hey." And then once you get close enough that you would do anything, you've already done the thing.
I disagree with this on multiple levels.
Oh, I did it walking into work today. Made me feel like
$1 million. Walking into work,
I got fired.
Walking into work, you don't need to. You don't need to greet anyone.
I mean, not a handshake.
I don't go to work, so I don't know.
Not a handshake situation, but, you know, you say hello and stuff.
Yeah, but I would never, like, shake hands. But you know what? Like, when I would work in an office, I would like say. I would only say hi to people within my immediate vicinity, which were also, like, the people on the same team as me.
I see. I got to walk by everybody, right? So if I'm glad-handing every person, it's like, hey, you, hey, point.
No, you don't need to do anything.
Yeah, I do it, and they love it. They eat it up.
At most in the morning
when I show up 2-3 hours after everybody else,
right.
They're well...
No. when I would show up, like if I was like going to the kitchen or walking past the kitchen and people were in the kitchen, like weren't actively working, I would give them hey, good morning. That was it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go over and like shake their hands.
No. I'm not shaking.
Hug.
I give all my coworkers a long 5 to 10 second hug every morning.
Yeah, so good to see you. I missed you. I would tell them all I missed them.
On Monday morning.
Well, Monday morning I was usually inconsolable. I missed them so much. But I was gonna say, aside from all that, the pointing, Tim.
Yeah.
Two things. First off, if you're pointing at...
It's a friendly point. Not an accusatory point.
You do the Bill Clinton, where it's just your knuckle.
No. People don't respond well to that.
Three things, actually. What do you do if the person's come up on a blind spot?
Well, then I'm not going to point.
Okay.
You know what? Then they own the purpose of the pointing is to get it out of the way before you're close enough that one of you has to like decide, are we shaking hands?
Right.
Are we giving a high five? Are we hugging?
But if they've made it to the point where they're within arm's reach of you without you noticing, then it's all on them.
And then it's all on them, yeah.
And what they're probably usually going to do is put their hands over your eyes and say, guess who, from behind, which is another. That's usually how I like to greet people.
With a guess who?
With a guess who.
And a light kiss on the back of the neck.
Well, I like to lean in
Remind me again why you don't go to a job every day, Tom.
I like to lean in real close into their ear and go, guess who?
I think the point is less.
I'm not done criticizing your greeting style. My bigger problem is two problems. First, you're doing that. You're pointing at somebody.
Uh-huh. Hey, it's always with a big smile and
if you're doing that, I'm presuming this is mostly happening at like a gathering places, a bar or restaurant or something. You're meeting somebody.
Yeah, like when I go home and like I don't do this to my wife.
If somebody,
I give my wife a firm handshake when I get home at the end of the day. Two hand.
Oh, that's a warm handshake.
Yeah. Handshake sandwich.
I shake with one hand and grab the elbow with the other. If you're doing that at like a bar or something, you're like attracting unnecessary attention to that person.
That's fine. Everybody likes a moment in the spotlight.
Not everybody likes that. Especially when I'm like walking into a new place. Like, I don't want somebody to like shine a spotlight on being like, hey, and pointing at me.
I'm not like, hey, everybody, look at this.
Look, you stole something.
Hey.
He didn't pay his bill. That's one thing. The second thing is, I think you're misjudging this. How long into this are you?
About 3 days.
Yeah, Tim, you don't have an adequate sample size.
Well, I'm trying it out. This is why I brought it up. I'm spitballing with you. We're supposed to be friends, Tom.
Yeah, but it's irresponsible to bring it up on the podcast, Tim. You might encourage other people to do it before you fully test it.
No, Tom, I think our listeners have made it quite clear that if they disagree with something, they're not going to be like, well, Tim said it. Tim said he's doing a thing, so we're all gonna try it out. No, they're gonna write angry emails and tweet at me.
My other problem with this was that I think, if anything, you're like amping up expectations about the greeting. Like, you're pointing and it's like the greeting's just starting. It's just warming up.
They know I'm not that type of guy.
Like, if I come in and somebody's like pointing at me before I've even gotten in the door, then I'm like, oh, they're real excited. I probably expected to give them like at least a very big hug because
once they come up, I will say, man, we did the greeting already. Remember the point from earlier when we were 10 feet apart?
So as they lean in
this
for
is
the hug, you step back and you go,
come on, this is a little bit of overkill, don't you think, friendo?
You know what I don't like? I mean, I guess nobody's at fault. I mean, except for me, I guess, because my brain shouldn't work this way. But there are a few people I know that I feel like I've established. I think like, oh, there's like a handshake greeting person. And then I'm like burned a few times with the hug where I look like a real, you know, just like a cold jerk, like all formal and business, like putting my hand out. And they're like, nah, come on, hug. Or they don't even say it. They just go in for the hug, which is better. And then,
you know what? This is the way to deal with that, because this happens to me frequently, because I don't like to hug people.
When they go in for the hug and you got your hand out there, you tickle their belly a little bit.
Yeah, you pull on their belly.
That's
hair.
What I was going for.
No, you go like, oh, great, yeah, that's right.
And then guess what? Come off as a pervert.
Then guess what? They never hug you again. Then it's handshakes from here on out.
Yeah, and as they're hugging you, go, oh, this is what I wanted.
Yeah, I missed you so much.
Oh, this is great. Oh, no, don't break it off yet. But there are a few people I know that, like, that's happened where I've gotten burned a few times. And, like, look, I don't mind hugging. And I don't know anyone that's, like, overly huggy.
No.
You know? And I don't mind hugging.
I don't mind hugging, but, like, it's not my favorite thing.
You know what? Like, I don't mind it, but it's not the kind of thing that I will opt for, except for, like really good friends that I don't see that often. Then I'll always do it. Mm-hmm. I'll go in for it. But otherwise, I like to play it cautious. But then I get burned a few times, so I'm like, oh, this is a hug person. I'm going to start going in for hugs right away so yeah. I don't look like a jerk. And then they'll switch to a handshake, probably because of the opposite, where they're like, oh, this guy's a real wet fish. Yeah. I got to start giving them handshakes.
Cold fish.
Wait,
wet fish?
Yeah. A wet
a
fish.
A hugger is a wet fish?
Yeah. I mean, all fish are wet, except when they're dead and they turn into dry fish bones. Mm. We all know, we've seen that too many times.
Yeah. Coming out of Heathcliff's stomach.
Oh, I'm thinking just like a fish in a desert.
Hmm. I've never
just
seen
a dry,
fish
or like a fish that jumps up onto the pier and then they can't get back down.
Mm-hmm.
Sad.
Sad but true.
Sad when you think about
it. We're not talking about handshake etiquette today. Tom, what are we talking about?
Tim, we're talking about a different type of etiquette. A new etiquette for the 21st century.
For the
boop, 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 boop.
Generation.
That's a modem. That's me logging on. Tim, we're talking about phone etiquette.
Smartphone etiquette. And
oh,
let
it's
me
smartphone? No, I thought we were talking about, like, you know, what do you say to the operator when you're trying to connect a call?
In the 1920s?
Yeah, I mean, anytime. You can still call an operator. Can you still call an operator?
I don't
Maybe
know.
You can't call an operator.
I don't think so. I think they all got, like, robots.
I remember when I was a kid realizing you could call the operator and, like, you wouldn't get charged for that. So sometimes I would just, like, prank the operator.
Yeah.
I mean, not even a prank. I would just call and be like, oh, can I have
I'm
the
lonely.
Number? No. I mean, I guess that was what came through. I would, like, ask for the number of, like, a friend who I already had their phone number.
Wait, what? Why would you do this?
I was lonely.
You're a strange kid.
I don't know. It's just like, hey, this doesn't cost anything. There wasn't a lot of stuff to do back, you know, when I was a kid, when you were a kid.
That's true.
Sometimes you call the operator and ask for a number you already knew.
You can ask for any number. One time we were making crank calls to 411, which is what you would...
Yeah, for information.
For information. And I wasn't sold on the idea of doing crank calls because I didn't have any jokes in mind.
Right.
But somebody would, a friend of mine, a fellow child at the time,
right.
would call up and he would ask for the number for, he'd be like, can I have the number for Lipschitz?
Nice.
And then he'd crack up.
Yeah, and they'd be like, what's the first name?
Yeah.
What town?
And then I later learned from this kid's father.
Wait, and he would just hang up?
Yeah.
I mean, you could just be like, can I have the number for shithead?
Yeah, exactly. Hang up. Well, what this kid didn't realize it was there was it was part of a larger joke where you'd say when the name Lipschitz came up,
yeah,
you would say if your lip shits, my ass whistles or something, right?
Nice, yeah,
like
pretty funny,
yeah, a real turn of phrase,
right? One of those classic turns of phrase,
but that doesn't work in the operator set, like.
Yeah, they didn't bring it up. You brought it up.
All this 7-year-old walked away from that turn of phrase. It's like, Lipschitz sounds funny. So let's call the operator and say it.
Yeah. I mean, they're not wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that operator turned all red. It was like, hey.
Well, I was looking it up. I was flipping through the phone book.
Smartphone etiquette, Tom.
Yeah.
Nobody uses it. And this was suggested by a patron on Patreon, Kaz.
Yeah.
So thank you, Kaz, for the suggestion. If you'd like to suggest, do the things, listen to the plugs at the end.
Yeah.
But I think there's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I have a lot of opinions about smartphones.
Yeah. I'm curious what your opinions are about smartphones, Tim, because you're one of the rudest smartphone users I know.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, go on.
Tim, you are always on your phone, and I think you... mistakenly, boy, you got such a grin on your face. You're going to tear into me right after this, I can tell. You're like, oh, I'm so glad you started this. You are on your phone all the time, and I feel like you mistakenly say I'm on my phone all the time just because I like phones more.
Right.
I'm into phones. I like phones. I've been into phones even before, like, smartphones. But as I mentioned, calling the operator.
Yeah.
But I actually like.
Did you do a lot of freaking? P-H-R-E-A-K-I-N-G?
I did do like, not that, but
what
I did
that,
do like.
What is that, where you played the tones into a
yeah,
payphone,
you could
so
play the, there was a blue box, it was called. There were a few different boxes, but blue box is like the big one. You could like play tones because the old phone system just worked on tones. Like you would put a quarter in and that payphone would make a tone to tell the system, like, yeah, they put a quarter in, and you know, they figured out, like, oh, we can just play that tone, yeah, and it'll think we had a quarter in.
Steal valuable phone call yeah time. Yeah. So anyway, sorry. I wish I didn't.
And like,
put you...
Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs like called the Vatican once that way. They used one of those things. I'm not sure what that deal was.
This is that way. Steve Jobs is in hell right now.
No, but that's what gave him the idea to make.
You know
a phone.
Why Steve Jobs he was is like, in if hell I... right now? Because he invented the friggin' smartphone, ruined society.
It's like, if I have my own phone, I could call the Vatican anytime I want. It won't have to abide by this weird system of bells and whistles.
Yeah.
It'll have a touch screen.
Tom, I don't deny that I'm on my phone all
you're
the time
on
in
phone.
Your presence.
Right.
But I think, 'cause
you're bored around me all the
I
time.
I think what we've established before, like, we don't shake hands when we see right each other. We don't even necessarily say hello or goodbye to each other.
No.
So, like... I don't think you can
which
accurate...
is kind of nice. That's like in a TV show or a movie, that's how they do it, which is yeah all I want my life to be like, is more like a TV show or a movie.
Streamlined.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no. I look, did you have more to... Did you
no,
have more character
say, like,
assassination to do before I defended myself?
When you're on your phone, too, it's different. Like, so there are two types of annoying phone users.
Mm-hmm.
And I know other people like this, which you're not like... which is the people that are like always getting important messages,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and they're always like, I have to respond to this. I have yeah to get back to this. Like, that's more annoying. You don't do that. You're
nobody just... has anything important to tell me ever.
No, you're just like absentmindedly on your phone.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a reflex that you're on like Twitter or Instagram. Like, if there's a lull in conversation, you're like, let me see if Twitter's got anything for me.
Yeah. But like, when it's you and I, like just now, we were just chilling,
yeah,
for like an hour before we recorded,
mm-hmm,
and for most of the time I had my phone out scrolling through Twitter.
Exactly.
But like, we were also,
which emboldened me.
Yeah, sure. But uh-huh a bunch of us were out for beers and nachos last night, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have my phone out at all.
I should have been paying attention.
Yeah, no, in that situation, because like I'll admit it, Tom.
Uh-huh. I've been in other social situations where you've done that, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Recently, though?
Maybe not recently.
Here's what I'll concede, because I do think I'm on my phone too much. If I had my druthers, Tom, could you agree with me on this? And
right.
I don't think you would agree with me, but I think all... good people would agree with me that if there was a switch that we could flip that made it so that smartphones never existed,
mm-hmm,
we should flip that switch. Like, it's terrible. It's the worst invention. It ruined society.
No.
Or what the way they've developed. The people
yeah
that, like, I don't like the way I am with my phone. I don't like my relationship with my phone. I want to throw my phone in the river.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'd like to, and I've been trying to pull back as much as possible. Look, mm-hmm. I slip when I see you before we record. I haven't been on my phone all day. I've been working. I've been talking to people, pointing at people, shaking hands, giving hugs. Last thing I want to do is like have the same conversation we've had three times already this week. Without like getting some new information.
Right. You just want to sprinkle in like here's something. Yeah. Here's something new. Yeah.
Sorry, I just dropped my phone.
Yeah. I don't know if the mics picked that up, but Tim dropped his phone. Yeah. I mean, I rely on my phone to get around too much. Like I don't understand directions otherwise.
Yeah.
So that's
really
like
a crutch for you.
It is a huge like I would be a shut in. If I didn't,
you're pretty much a shut-in anyway.
I know. So imagine if I also didn't know how to get places.
Yeah, you'd be lost a lot. You'd be probably shut in less because, like, every time you left, it'd take you a while to get back. Yeah.
So yeah, I like that. But yeah, no, there's definitely been a. I think the fact that so many of the like early phone apps relied on that dopamine of just like. Getting some satisfying thing back has ruined us. I don't know if it's ruined us. I think we actually might swing back. The pendulum might swing back.
We're certainly at a bad place with it as a society, right? Like
but I wouldn't argue that now people are understanding we're at a bad place and like this is unhealthy and this is bad. Whereas like even 5 years ago, I think people were like, I play Candy Crush, 5 hours a day. It's fine.
Yeah. I don't know that. I think that some people realize that. I think that others don't. And I might be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I think our brains are being turned to mush by these things because, yeah, I do hate that there's a stream of information that only makes me angry
right.
that I pull out whenever I'm bored, right? Because, Twitter is the last gasp of, like, it's the last app I can't quit. Like, you say I'm on Instagram, I'm not on Instagram ever. Like, I rarely open it. Too many ads. Too many babies.
I don't
babies.
Get that many ads. Yeah, I mean, it is a lot of babies.
I like
nowadays.
Seeing my friends' babies, but also this is going to turn into a social media thing. But like, that's replacing.
Which is not what this is about.
No, but like, actually, phone. Like most people are on social media when they're on their phones.
Yeah,
I have seven commandments of phone etiquette that I'll get to.
Okay.
But one of them, it has to do with, Instagram, enough. Like, you got nothing to talk about when you finally do see your friends, mm-hmm. right? Like, it's replacing conversation. Like, when somebody's like, I did this the other day, and somebody goes like, yeah, I saw. It's because they friggin' Instagram storied about it. It's like, yeah, did you need to Instagram that you went to the bookstore?
Well, I think there's a line. Like, you can Instagram, one or two pics or videos from something, and then if somebody's like, oh, yeah, I saw that, you could still have something to talk about. But there are some people where it's like, yeah, I went to this thing, and I Instagrammed constantly throughout it. So it's like, well, now, no, I saw everything. There's nothing you can tell me about
Nobody ever does the one thing that I want them to do on Instagram. Go to the Billy Joel concert and just... Instagram
just live
the whole
stream
goddamn
it.
Thing.
Yeah, who could stop you? I mean, I guess Billy Joel could.
From Big Shot to Piano Man and everything in between. No, he opens up with, I saw the lights go out on Broadway.
Every Miami. Time? Miami 2011? No. Oh, what bad Billy Joel fans we are.
No, you know what?
2015? I think it's Miami 2015.
No, he retconned that song into his...
he pushed the year back?
No, he like pretends that, this was one of my hits. Like,
yeah,
that guy, he released that song and he didn't play it again until... Like, he released that song in like 1976 and didn't play it again until, 3 years ago. And he's like, it's the best song I've ever written.
Yeah, well, how come we haven't heard it before then, Billy?
Yeah, actually, it's about, New York, being destroyed, And he opened with it at the concert after 9/11 at the Garden.
Miami 2017.
2017.
I've seen the lights go out on Broadway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Anyway, that has nothing to do with phone etiquette. All right. We'll get into your commandments. Can I talk about what I feel is which I'm sure you'll have opinions on, but a subset of phone etiquette, which is even newer, which is AirPods etiquette.
Oh, brother.
I mean, a bigger headphone etiquette in general, but...
Hetiquette.
Hetiquette. But I feel like as, 7 years ago, phone problems weren't what they are now, until the phones got a lot better, where it's like, oh, no, now the phones are, like, super fast, and you can download things real quick. The same thing has happened with headphones with AirPods now, where I guess that doesn't apply. But they're easier and more accessible, so people are wearing headphones in places where they normally didn't.
Explain to the Luddite what the AirPods
people
are.
People know what AirPods are, man.
Tom, not everyone's you.
People you... know what Air... If you don't know what AirPods are, tweet at me, and I'll tell you. They're wireless headphones. They're little... earbuds
made by Apple.
Yeah, they're made by
they're quality.
They're made by Apple.
Like exploited children.
They look like the regular earphones, but they don't have wires.
Okay.
So as a result, people wear them constantly, everywhere, all the time now.
Yeah.
In situations where normally
are you ripping off my AirPods bit? my AirPods chunk.
Where normally people wouldn't wear earphones. So I had this happen today. This dude, he actually wasn't wearing AirPods, but there were headphones. But I was getting a haircut.
Tom, your hair
looks shorter.
Yeah, it does look shorter. I didn't notice you got a haircut. Actually, I meant to compliment your hair. Your haircut when I walked in today, but then your dog barked at me.
Oh, well, sure.
He yelled at her.
Well, I'll beat her later. You cost me a compliment from Tim, you little jerk.
I did point at you when I walked in. Did you see that?
That's true. You did point at me.
And you didn't hate it.
I think the dog started barking. It changed everything.
But if I pointed at you and went, hey, haircut.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, good haircut. You would have been like, oh, man, this is great.
Yeah, I'm loving it. Let me give this guy a hug.
And I would have been like, no. No need for a hug.
The greeting was done with the point. No, so I was getting a haircut, and this dude came in. Actually, it was a little side tangent. One guy came in, and he was like, I'm getting a haircut. A guy next to me is getting a haircut. There's four of us in the barbershop. Two barbers, two customers.
Nice.
Hey, 100% it's what
capacity,
you like to see.
Nobody waiting.
Everybody's
got something to do.
Everything's chugging along. Yeah. It was a little weird because like the guy next to me, like when he got his haircut done, the guy doing my haircut, who I think is like one of the owners, he was like, hey, to the other barber. He's like, take a picture. And then he's like, get the camera. And then the guy's like, what camera? He's like, get my phone. It was like a very weird, it was like.
Did they know each other?
Yeah, I mean, it was two barbers.
Oh, okay. I thought the customer was saying that to the barber. Okay.
So it was weird because my barber was saying to the other barber, like, hey, you did a really good job. And like my barber was like the owner and the other barber was like a little bit younger. So it was like, yeah, it was nice. He's like being
the
encouraging.
Apprentice.
Yeah, he's like, you did a good job. Like, take a picture of that good job.
Yeah.
Did the
customer have any say in this?
No, and it was weird because he was like, he kept going to the guy. He's like, hey, and like doing the camera shutter thing.
Uh-huh.
And like the barber didn't understand. He's like, huh? He's like, and he's like, oh, take a picture. He's like, yeah, get the camera. And then I'm like, oh, they have like a camera here. But then he's like, nah, just get my phone. And he's like explaining to him how to like take a picture without unlocking the phone. It's like he probably could have just used his phone if you're just going to tell him, go use my phone to take a picture. But then it was kind of awkward to me because I'm like, then you want a picture of my haircut?
Mm.
I offered and they pretend like they didn't hear me.
It might have been some kind of sting operation. Like they knew that guy committed a crime, like a Phil Collins situation.
Yeah.
And they were just like, we need a picture of him for evidence. Yeah. And we're going to immediately take this to the cops. We saw this guy rob an old lady out there.
Maybe. I don't know, but it was weird that the guy...
Did they shave anything into the back of the guy's head?
They had like a V in the back of his head. It was like noticeable.
For
like,
villain, yeah. And that's how they would be like, hey, we carved a V in his head.
Like,
so
it was like a V shape. It wasn't the letter V with like a serif on it.
So the cops, when they bring that picture to the cops, he's easily identifiable.
Yeah, look for the guy with a V. Yeah. But it was weird that they didn't ask the guy... like, hey, are you cool with that? Like, we're probably going to post this on social media. But then I was...
It's weirder if they don't.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to have this on my phone, and I'm not even the guy that gave you the haircut.
That's why I picture this guy. But then I was thinking, like if they asked me, because I've assumed, like, well, they're going to ask me if I want to, if they can take a picture of me now. But I was like, no, I guess I would feel weird. Like, no, you can't take a picture of the job you just did. But, like, I wouldn't want, like, a picture of me up on, you know, their Instagram where people are going to be like, look how big his head is.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, it would feel weird. Like, no, I know you just did you're proud of the work you did, but, like, hey, man, no records.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Or God forbid somebody took that off the barbershop's Twitter feed or Instagram.
Yeah.
Made a deep fake of you and like...
oh, yeah. And all of a sudden I'm in a pornography. Yeah. This week's episode is brought to you by Marine Layer. Now, if you're not familiar with Marine Layer, you don't know how soft clothes can be because these clothes are... insanely soft. It turns out the softest tees are made from trees. Micromodal, found in Marine Layer signature fabric, is made from recycled beechwood. Huh. The pulp production is self-sufficient, which makes these tees sustainable, eco-friendly, and you guessed it, soft. Not only that, they make in-between sizes, like marge between medium and large, or larger between large and extra large. That alone should pique your interest. That alone piqued my interest, because who doesn't want a shirt that's size Marge? And their return policy is insanely good. You can return pretty much anything for up to a year. They stand by their clothes. Plus, they offer free shipping and free returns on all U.S. orders. In particular, their T-shirts and sweatshirts are just super, super nice. I really like them. Very, very soft. Like, by far the highest quality clothes I own. Just for you guys, you can get 15% off your first order by visiting marinelayer.com and entering offer code GUIDE at checkout. That is marinelayer.com. Enter offer code GUIDE at checkout for 15% off. Check out their stuff. It's very soft. It's very nice. Marinelayer.com, offer code GUIDE at checkout. Back to the barbershop, Tim. The one guy walked in. I'll try and make it quick. One guy walked in. He was like, oh, I told you the situation. Two customers, two barbers. And he's like, how long will wait? And the guy's like, not long. You'd be next. And then the guy just stood there for like a minute. And he goes, and he's like not sitting down. He's just kind of like standing there thinking. And he's like, I might come back. And he leaves. And my barber goes, guy had 30 seconds to get a haircut, which is pretty funny. That's why I have this big part of my head that's bald, Tim. I laugh so hard.
Yeah, you leaned right into the thing. Did I ever tell you I went to this barber for a while and he would always like hop around a little bit?
Oh, yeah. You have told me this.
And I was like, this guy gives a good haircut. He's a nice guy. But, I don't know. And then there was an article in the newspaper about him, like, months after, like, I moved away from the neighborhood, stopped going there, and it was, like, the amazing barber who has Tourette's.
Yeah, I was going to say, he hopped around a little bit. Yeah.
No, because at the time, I didn't know what was going on, because I was like, what?
Yeah.
And it's, like, it was a pretty amazing story, but then also, I was kind of like, should he disclose this? Like, hey.
Not if he's able to.
Yeah, and he was, and he did a great job. I always looked great. To this day, I look great no matter what. But I think he set the template for the perfect haircut that Evan.
I was going to say, are you trying to imply those haircuts somehow had a permanent effect?
Yeah, they, you know.
Well, they could, though. Like, yeah, I mean, they're, I, you know what? I'm not going to give you shit for that. If somebody sets a template and then you're like, I want a trim, but yeah. based on what yeah. I already have, like, shorten all my hair in equal length.
Yeah.
And I'll get back to that original haircut.
Exactly. But I was like, for me, look, I'm cool. Mm-hmm. Like, But to put, like, it was, it just seemed like some people would be like, whoa, hey, like, you almost cut my ear there or something.
Right.
I don't know. Look, I shouldn't have brought it up. He
just
did a great
bragging
job.
About, look at me, a great man.
No, I think it was that, it was the only article I've ever seen written in the newspaper about a barber.
Wow.
Who, like, it wasn't like, barber killed his wife. You know, it's like, no, barber.
Barber
like,
does right.
Yeah. He overcame yeah, he overcame a thing. Hey, look.
You only hear about the barbers when they screw up.
Exactly, and kill their wives.
So
this was supposed to be about.
I know. Well, I was
going to
say another guy came in after, and he is just like he didn't even say hi or anything. He didn't even point. He just sat down, but he had earbuds in, and he was. Blasting dance music. It was just like bum 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 bum.
Sounds pretty cool.
And like just sitting there with the and you know the tiniest headphones, and it was like drowning out the music in the barbershops. It's like, holy hell, man, that has to be so loud to be coming out of that little tiny thing jammed in your ear. And
quiet the demons in his head.
But same thing. I like this barber. He's like the only barber's banter I kind of like. He's like, man, guy must be excited about getting a haircut, which made it even better because I looked in the mirror and realized he only had one earbud in. So the dude definitely heard him say that. But anyway. My rule about earphones anywhere.
Wireless
or wired.
Yeah.
If you are inside a place, take them out of your ears.
Yeah.
Like, I don't wear them. I'm usually, like, when I'm walking home, if I have to stop in the supermarket, I have my earpods in, my AirPods. I will take them out when I'm in the supermarket, even though I'm like not planning on talking to people. It's just like, no, now I'm going into like a more confined area where like people are going to be walking around and jostling and whatever. I need to have spatial awareness. That's all. And especially if you're going in a place where it's like somebody could talk to
you. What about
the
subway?
Subway's fine.
It's confined.
Subway's,
people jostle you.
Subway's fine because if anything, you want to dissuade anyone from talking to you on the subway.
Yeah.
So that's fine. You're sending out a message of like, don't talk to me. But like, you can't do that at the supermarket where it's like, I want that can of beans, but this guy's in the way. He's got his, you know, dance music blasting. I'm going to have to like tap him to be like, hey, I need those beans.
We'll just wait for him to pick up his beans and go.
Sometimes these people take forever trying to pay. Oh, which brand of beans should I get? I already know your favorite brand of beans.
Goya. It's everybody's favorite brand of beans. Goya.
They make all natural organic Goya now.
Yeah.
If you got the money, get those. Otherwise, just get the regular ones. They're fine.
Yeah, they're better than fine. They're good.
So that's my, I just feel like with AirPods, especially like I'm seeing people wear them in stores and stuff all the time and like restaurants and bars. And it's like, yeah, come on, that's rude. Get them off.
Yeah. I don't like it for two reasons, Tom. Number one, you never know if somebody's in play, right? Like if somebody's got headphones in, like,
which
are
is
they
why you wear them in the subway. Right. Sometimes I have them in and I'm not listening to anything, but just like, hey, don't ask
me
anything.
I'm out of commission here.
Yeah.
Like, do not approach me.
Yeah.
And like people who like will wear them like around the office or something. Cause like, hey, sometimes I'm on a call. Sometimes I'm listening to music, but sometimes I'm not.
Right.
It's like, I don't know when you are. And it's
you're disguising social cues.
Exactly. And number two, I don't like what this...
Same reason why you like can't wear a mask when you're just walking around. It's like, well, no, there are social cues that are necessary in society.
Number two, I don't like what this portends, where it's like a future where like, oh no, I want to have a technological built-in...
Oh, I thought you meant I don't like that this port ends because now they don't have headphone ports.
No, Tom. I don't like that people are going to be like, I want a permanent accessory.
Right. I want to be a cyborg.
Yeah. And I don't like that. Like,
well, especially because like the AR glasses are coming.
Right. And that's Apple's ultimate goal for the AirPods is that it's a permanent
that you
smart
can just have
speaker
them in
that
all
you
the
have
time.
Everywhere. Where it's just like,
yeah, the new ones that were just announced, like the big thing. I mean, it's not even that big of a thing, but it's that you can say, hey, Siri at any time.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, so you want people to just have these in all the time and be able to just talk to the artificial intelligence.
People think they need a lot more information than they friggin' need at any given time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sure. Tim, do you want to get into your seven commandments?
Yes,
your
seven smartphone commandments. Yeah. Tom, a lot of these apply to you. Tim's seven smartphone commandments.
All right. Enough buildup. Just read what
commandment number one. Don't make fun of someone else's phone. Like, don't, you know, like, don't be like, oh, you have an Android, you don't have an you have an iPhone 6, what is that, a 6S? Oh, that still has a port. You know what? Not everybody gives a shit about phones and needs to have the best phone.
Two things, Tim. First off, are all these just going to be directed at me?
No, this happens all the time, because I hear people, like dragging people with Androids. I hear other people dragging people who are like, oh... So I see you're in the cult of Apple. It's just like, nah, it's a phone.
It's the one I like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I drag people on is if they haven't updated their operating system.
Yeah.
Which is an even nerdier thing to, like, why would I care about? But I never drag anyone about, like...
No, I'm not. These aren't personal attacks, unlike what you tried to do.
You said they were.
I said some of them are.
You said some of them are, and then you read the first one.
Yeah.
No, I drag people if they don't have an up-to-date operating system. But yeah, everybody's different, but I hear that where people are like, oh, there are people that will never switch to Android because then the bubble's green instead of blue, and then that means they're poor.
Yeah.
And I guess that's just like younger people that think that way. And same thing with AirPods, like the idea that AirPods are like a social symbol, like a status thing.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, I was embarrassed to wear these when I first got them. Like I wouldn't. But again,
you're also embarrassed to ride around in a limousine.
No, because like, I guess, you know, maybe it's a generational thing, Tim. Maybe like we came up in a generation after grunge. Where it was still cool to like downplay things.
Yeah, when you're in the grunge era, it was cool to look poor.
Exactly. Like you would. It was
like
cool
a Silver Jews lyric that says something like that.
It was cool to like shop at thrift stores and stuff. You didn't try and like show off.
Yeah.
But you know,
now it's all about showing off, baby.
Now it's all about showing off. So like
with the Kardashians and. Who else is there? The Vanderpumps and their rules.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not going to follow your rules, Vanderpumps.
Yeah, listen, Vanderpump. I'm going to shop at the thrift store if I want to.
Yeah, I'm going to put my AirPods inside an old set of big headphones from the 70s. So everybody thinks, boy, this guy couldn't buy new headphones for 40 years. Look at him. But yeah. I don't understand the Android thing or like the old iPhone thing. Like I actually get jealous like when I see somebody using like a real old iPhone because I'm like, like you're using that and like I don't know, it doesn't seem like you're missing out on anything. I'm the dope that keeps buying a new one every 2 years.
Yeah, I always used to like love getting new iPhones. It's like they're not that much. Like they have like for a day or two, it feels like
right.
Oh, I'm
and
in
then
the
you
future.
Immediately get used to it.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter.
Right,
it doesn't matter. I never use I don't need like the camera that I have now on this phone. It's fine.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah,
Ansel
I mean they've
over
been
here.
Really good for years.
Yeah, it's fine. Number two,
commandment to.
Sorry, Tom. Uh-huh. Oh, don't build it up so much, but then you're.
Well, I'm trying to, you know, in case people are like, number two, what's he? Oh, is this he's talking about poop?
We all know our phones are covered in poop.
Oh, this is poop.
Yeah, so shut up about it. Commandment number two.
Oh, because of, yeah.
Look,
there's always news articles about that.
Everybody brings it into the bathroom.
Yeah.
Everybody, like, it's gross. Look, guess what? We carry around gross bacteria traps that we touch all day, every day with our hands.
Yeah.
This is why I don't shake hands anymore.
Right,
but
good
like,
point.
But, like, when people are like, oh, you know, they found fecal matter. Yeah, we know, because we all poop while we're holding them.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine.
It's
like,
made pooping a lot better.
Yeah.
I will say this. I'll add commandment 2.5. If you're, for men, you're peeing at a urinal. Come on. How long does it take? Don't take your phone out.
Yeah.
Like, whenever I hear stories about like somebody like a guy peeing and dropping his phone in the toilet or whatever.
Whenever you hear story, how often do you hear story? What storytelling? What
it's
weird
in the newspaper
piss
a lot.
Version of the moth are you?
And when's
going
the last
to?
Time you picked up a newspaper, Tim? There's a section in the back now.
I've read. It's just after the heroic barber section.
It's right after police blotter. They have bathroom blunders, and it's just all the time. You know, different. Heard through the grapevine. Situation of somebody dropping their phone in the toilet. But whenever I hear about it, I'm always like, yeah, well, good. Like you couldn't deal with peeing for 30 seconds that boredom to not take out your phone. And you know what? It shouldn't even be boredom. You should be waiting to pee until you like really, really have to go. And then it's very nice.
It's an
emergency. It's a relief.
Yeah.
Like, and you can just enjoy it. You can just kind of.
That's one of your pee commandments, right? Wait till it's an emergency.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, trying to smell the roses.
And I'll ask you not to make addendums to my smart.
Right.
You can start your own commandments.
Tom's P commandments number one: keep your phone away. And number two is wait until it's an emergency. But I'm with you. Like they're like, oh, we tested for fecal matter. It's like you test anything people touch. There's going to be fecal matter.
But also, yeah,
wash
these things. These things do have. Poop all over them.
Yeah,
they do.
Fine.
Guess what? Don't be like, you know. Like, yeah, we all know.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Whenever
like,
people are telling
oh, I
you,
noticed you're breathing. Do you know that we need oxygen in our air? Like, yeah, it's a thing that everybody knows.
That's also one of those things I'd bet money on it. Maybe this can be our $10,000 bet, Tim. That in like 5 or 10 years, there's going to be a lot of articles and people... Well, did you know that that's actually not true? That was like one study that was blown out of proportion? Mm-hmm. It's going to be one of those things where then it goes the other way. Of
we
like,
never
no, that's a common misconception. They're actually not covered in fecal matter.
No, they are. We
then
touch
I
everything
will,
and then touch our phones.
I will, just to prove them. Like, well, this one is, and I'll pull it out dramatically.
This
covered in a Hershey bar.
Tim's smartphone etiquette commandment number three might be overly broad.
Okay.
It's similar to your urinal one. Never, ever take your phone out anywhere. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a religious man, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
But there were times I find myself in a church,
mm-hmm.
right? To, you know, various holidays. I don't want to make various family members cry by being like, nah, I don't agree with, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Well, and you're not very religious, but you do have to confess a lot.
Yeah. I go to confession and like I can.
I don't go to mass. I just go to confession 3 or 4 times a week.
No, but like, you know, like Christmas or whatever in church and like these suburban.
Oh, they're taking out their phones in church?
Yeah. And it's
they're going to hell.
And it's like, come on. Like, I'm not into this stuff, but like, hey. Respect, like just
yeah,
be respectful.
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
And like, I feel like it happens everywhere.
Regardless
like,
of your religion, if you're in a place of worship, put your phone away, or
yeah.
or don't go there in
Here,
the first
just don't
place.
Go. Yeah, it's fine.
If like you don't respect whatever you're going there for, then like, then don't go.
Yeah, but then I feel like there's other things like, you know, when you have to be in like meetings. I'm trying to think like. you know, any kind of like community thing, like I imagine like PTA meeting, like people
use
smartphones like whenever, and it's rare that an adult outside of a work setting needs to sit quietly and like listen to somebody.
Right.
But like now adults are just shit at sitting and like paying attention to something without phones coming out.
Well,
it goes without saying at concerts and all that shit, keep that away.
Yeah.
But like if somebody is at the front of a room mm-hmm. addressing you, keep your phone away, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll piggyback on that by saying that
I wish you wouldn't. Sorry.
I'm not adding another commandment.
All right, okay.
I'm just adding
seven
commentary.
Is the perfect number for this. Mickey Mantle's number.
That a thing that really frustrates me is people older than us, like baby boomers and stuff, that complain about like, these younger generations, when they're the worst. Like, and it's like, no, your brain's been turned into mush.
Yeah.
Like at least they're looking at Instagram or whatever at like hot bods.
Yeah, you're
looking at like racist memes that you've been forwarded. what was the other thing I was going to say? Something along the line. Oh, I was going to say actually, and you're going to probably argue that I'm wrong, but that's one of the things. I have an Apple Watch. I've had an Apple Watch since they've come out. I wear it every day. That's one of the things that I like, that like when I'm out and I get a notification, that I can look at the watch and see what it is. And 9 times out of 10, it is not something important. So I don't ever take my phone out. Like I use
That's
my phone
true.
A lot less because I have the watch. Because if in my pocket buzzes, it's like, well, that could be spam, or that could be like, you know, the text that changes my life. Well, let me take it out. Oh, no.
What's a text that would change your life?
I don't know.
You've turned into a real boy.
Yeah, but look, the court case came through. They're gonna allow you to be a real boy
Instead
of just a wooden puppet.
Yeah.
I don't know why it went to court, but
yeah, I don't know if a judge has the ability, but hey, congratulations. No, Tom, I think you should just turn off all your notifications, because like your watch is distracting to me when I'm sitting across from you.
Yeah. No, I mean, it doesn't look.
Last night you were shining a flashlight.
Last night
I
accidentally turned the flashlight on and it was shining. I didn't realize that. That's actually
and my
never
wife
happened
were
before.
Both just like, Tom, what the fuck?
No, but otherwise it usually, when it, it just vibrates. Like the screen doesn't go on automatically.
Yeah.
But like it does prevent me from taking my phone out of my pocket and being like, oh, just spam. Well, once I have my phone out, let me quickly check Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, email.
Yeah, in the
Slack.
Morning, I'm like, I want to see what the temperature is before mm-hmm. I go outside while I make my commute.
Yeah.
And like, I swear
but
to
God.
But
once you check, you're like, well, let me check everything.
Well, not even. Before, like, I'll open my phone, reflexively click the Twitter thing. Read Twitter for 5 minutes, put my phone away, and then be like, I wonder what the weather's like. I open it up, I do the fucking Twitter thing again, put it away. I do that 4 or 5 times before I'm like, I need to open the weather app right away. But I would say
you
this
should
is...
set, I don't know what weather app you use, but the one I use, you can have it send you like a thing in the morning.
Don't want it. I don't want notifications. This is what I was about to say. My life has been made immeasurably better by turning off almost all of my notifications. Don't need notifications.
Is that Twitter? Is that phone commandment 4?
No. No, I didn't even put that on. I think that's just something that you can do for your own
What are the other ones?
number 4, Tom. All right. Take your damn AirPods out.
Yes.
We talked about that.
Uh-huh.
Number 5. If you're spending the day with somebody, don't Instagram story the whole goddamn day. I was, Tom, I was hanging out with a mutual friend of ours.
Uh-huh.
And we like, went to brunch.
You can
we
speak
went to
freely.
A thing.
None of our friends listen to this
we
at
went
this
to,
point.
Yeah, but nobody who listens knows our friends, you see.
It's true.
Like, we did, like, 5 things, and I got home, and I realized she was Instagramming the whole day.
Yeah, what if you'd wanted to commit a crime?
But not even that. It's just like, there's something about, like, I don't know, I didn't, and I wasn't in all of it, but I was in some of it. It's like, I didn't consent to you hijacking this day and broadcasting it
to
everyone.
Wasn't it enough just spending a day with me?
Yeah. The people that Instagram story their entire lives all day every day, it's really gotten to the point. And these are the people that where it's like you're really curating your life. Like,
yeah,
if you post a couple Instagram pictures a week or whatever, mm-hmm. you're curating your thing. But like, you're not thinking every moment like, how can I make this look interesting and smart?
I will make this promise to you, to everyone. I will never have more than like maybe 3 Instagram stories at a time available.
Nice.
And hey. Even that is pushing it. I rarely have more than 1 or 2.
My rule is I've broken it a couple times, but I only Instagram story when I'm out of town.
Okay. Yeah.
Nobody needs to know what I'm doing when I'm just like living my life.
Yeah. Yeah. If I'm, you know what? I'll only do it in town if I see something funny, usually. Yeah. Like a funny sign.
Yeah, like poop on the ground.
Or like a funny shirt somebody's wearing.
Number.
Big Johnson shirt.
Number 6. Never.
Hey, can I get a picture of that Big Johnson shirt?
If I saw a person in 2019 wearing a Big Johnson shirt, I would take a picture. Never stop walking to do phone stuff. Or never do phone stuff.
While you're walking.
While you're walking.
Yeah. Except for like. Looking at a text or changing
nope.
a song.
Nope. If you're on the stairs to the
if
subway.
If you're on the stairs, no, you can't.
Anywhere
get
in
off
the subway
stairs.
System where people are moving.
Yeah.
Get your goddamn phone out of there.
Yeah. Any confined space where people are moving, yeah. where like people aren't moving to like hang out in the subway. People are getting in or getting out of the subway. That's the only reason you're in a subway station.
And finally, number 7, throw your phone in the river.
No, oh, okay.
That's what I'm going to do. I think...
The new phones are waterproof, that, Tim. You have an older phone.
Yeah, so somebody else can have it. Do you think there will come a time where it will be acceptable in New York City...
To throw your phone in the river?
...to not have a smartphone?
Like,
and I know that not everybody has a smartphone, and
right.
like, but you know, for young professionals.
Mm-hmm. No, there will never be a time, I don't think.
Isn't that a bummer?
Yeah.
That, like, they're like, in order to participate in society without ridicule or like just being like, nah, sorry, like you need to have this ultra powerful computer that like tracks you and.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bummer, but it's also like. Like I get mad whenever people criticize like, oh, like why do like homeless people have smartphones? Why do poor people like they should be buying the
oh no
the
no 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 no. If you want one, you should have
no,
one.
No, I'm saying
but
not
want
even
opt-
want one. I'm saying like I get mad when people are like, oh, I can't believe like that person's like begging for change and they have a smartphone when it's like A, smartphones were a lot cheaper than they were.
And
but
they're
B,
not a
it's
luxury,
like,
yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, no, that person, like, by having that, they're able to, you know, they don't have, like, a computer at home that
they
can go
access
look things up.
So much more stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I was going to say, though, for, like, people that don't need one but choose to have one, that it's depressing to me, like, again, to go back to the Apple Watch, because that's who I'm sponsored by this week.
I'm sponsored by Goya. Go Goya. Is that still their thing? The commercials from 1992, do they still
run
those?
I don't
those?
Really watch TV all that much.
Yeah, I just look at my phone most of the time.
I'm not trying to claim, like, oh, I don't even watch TV. It's like, no, I do dumber things. I don't have the freaking focus for TV anymore. No, depressingly, like, what was it? Maybe like 2 years ago, the first Apple Watch that had like a built-in LTE, built-in cellular came out.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, oh man, this is so cool because like I can buy this and now I can leave my phone at home and but I'll have my watch, I'll still be able, I won't be out of contact. And that's right. really why I need my phone all the time, because what if an emergency happens, I need to be able to contact people. And I read something recently where, I read a few things recently, actually, where people were like,
Look at Mr. Literary over here.
Or they were like, oh, buying the cell phone, the cellular Apple Watch is a huge waste of money because you're never going to be wearing your Apple Watch and not have your phone in your pocket at the same time. Like, that's a nice dream. That's a nice thing to think about.
Running, maybe.
Even going that, out for a run. Even that, they were saying, like, yeah, I thought, like, yeah, when I go for a run, but they're like, nope, even then, like, eh, it's not that big of a deal to just bring my phone with me, and that's what I do.
Tom, I had to say, the thing you were saying earlier about your Apple Watch making you not, like...
Yeah, you just saw me look at my watch, and then it looks like I'm looking at the time, like, ooh, when's this going to be over?
No, I don't think you realize how often you get...
Notifications.
Yeah, and
I've started today.
Kind of rude to constantly be looking at your watch every couple minutes when you're hanging out with somebody.
Well, I
maybe not as rude as having your phone out the entire time and occasionally looking up and being like, "Yeah, Hulk is in the new movie." So anyway. Which is what I do to you.
Yeah, you know what? Actually,
I pull out my phone when you start talking about the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh,
now.
I assume you're looking it up on Wikipedia. You're just like, okay, so the Hulk, let me look up his powers. Let me look up his weaknesses. Oh, wow. Damn, now it strikes me as even ruder that you do that.
Oh, I think I might add an eighth commandment.
Oh, you said seven was Mickey Mantle's number, the perfect number.
Yeah. This is just a bonus for just Tom. If you're the passenger in an automobile, you know, maybe don't spend the entire trip just looking at your phone and not engaging. There is a person operating the vehicle who is maybe a little bored.
Let me do the plugs and then I'll address that. If you like the show, you can check out tcgt.com for more. If you want to support the show, you can check out tcgt.com/Amazon for your Amazon shopping and tcgt.com/pledge or patreon.com/complete guide for our Patreon, where you get weekly episodes of Books the Podcast. This week, we are finishing up Lord of the Flies, the last three chapters. And then next week, Tim's going to be watching Lord of the Flies movie.
The movie, the film.
The new Patreon's great. Books the Podcast is great. Everybody loves it. We're just inundated. A lot of these notifications I've been getting are just people saying, I love it.
Hey, and if you have an idea for a topic for this show, we'll listen to you. We've never listened to people in the past.
Yeah, but about once a month we put up on Patreon, we ask for topics. And as you mentioned earlier, this was a suggested topic. You can follow.
Thanks, Kaz.
Yeah, you can follow us on. Oh, I thought it was Taz.
I wish. Then,
yeah.
Taz doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't have the attention span to listen to this.
You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/complete guide. Follow us on Twitter at complete guide and follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me at your pal Tim.
Send me notifications. I'll look at them, baby.
I know while you're doing more important
things.
Yeah,
they come right on my wrist. Give me some wrist notifications. What did I say I was going to address?
The sitting in the passenger seat of the car.
We were recently on a road trip, Tim, and I thought I did a very good
job. You did. Actually,
I would occasionally look at my phone, but then relay to you, hey, like, here's what's going on in the world.
I gotta say, that's 100% true. I think my beef is with something like, it was when you didn't have a car.
Okay.
And I think a few times, like, there were holidays.
Where you would like be driving me home.
Yeah, since we both went back to Long Island.
Yeah.
And like the entire, it was like awful like holiday traffic.
You
were like, it was back
well,
in
I was
the,
bored.
Yeah, and like literally like I'd be like, I'd say something to you and you'd be like, huh? Yeah, like not even like, huh, like. Say that again. Just you'd go like, to like try to like,
yeah,
I acknowledged
right,
it.
I'm looking up the Hulk's
now?
Powers and his weaknesses, trying to keep them memorized in my head.
No, I think we're both getting better at that, at not being shitty phone people.
Yeah, I would say that you're better than you were. Like, it was years ago that you were like real bad. And I wouldn't have noticed as much except, like, whenever somebody would bring up, like, people that are shitty on their phones, you would be like, yeah, Tom sucks. He's always on his phone. I'd be like, no, you're always on your phone. There's nothing worse in the world than being accused of something that you're not as guilty of as the person accusing you. Yeah. Nothing more frustrating.
Well, so. I mean, you're definitely, I think if we took a poll of everyone we knew, all of our mutuals, Tom.
Give me your phone for a second. Unlock your phone and give me your phone. I'm not going to do anything. I want to look at your screen time. Okay. I want to compare screen time, Tim.
Okay. How do I get to screen time?
It's insane. I can do it.
Fuck you.
I'm not going to do anything.
I don't trust you.
Stop cussing at me.
I'm cussing a lot. All right. Here. No, wait. Hold on. How do I get to it?
It's under settings. And
oh,
then,
screen time. Okay.
Oh, I was looking at the wrong thing, actually. All right.
This just says as you use your phone.
Oh, have you not set it up?
Oh, no, I have. All right. Today? You want to go today?
No, I want to do last 7 days.
Last 7 days.
On average.
All right, on the count of three. Do you want to?
No, you just say it, and
wait,
then I'll say.
No,
it.
Do you want to bet who has less screen time?
Yeah,
$10,000.
I'm betting $10,000 on things. I'll bet you $10. How about
$10? Whoever has the lowest screen time gets $10 from the other guy.
Are we doing all devices or just phone? Let's just do phone.
Tim's phone. Hold on. Do Tom's phone.
For some reason, I have two phones listed on here. Okay, let me find the actual phone. All right.
Is yours over 3 hours?
No.
2 hours and 55 minutes.
2 hours and 50 minutes.
Oh, shit. All right.
And I was up 28% from last week.
I was down 15. What about today? What about today?
Well, no. Today doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Today was 2 hours, 27 minutes.
An hour, 57.
All right. Well, but again, today doesn't matter, and now you owe me $10.
Okay. I'll give you $10.
$10,000. This was... No.
You
misheard.
You blew it, Tom.
Yeah, it could be $10,000. But again, Tim, I want to take $10,000 from you.
Why not? I would take that from you in a second.
I know you would, and that's horrible. Like, I don't want to get $10,000 from you.
I want the whole thing. I want your whole estate.
Yeah. Like, if I won a bet and got $10,000 and, like, next week I was like, look, I traded in my car and got a new car with your $10,000, wouldn't you be like, fuck?
Yeah, I'd be like, man, I should have spent less. You'd be sure that
you would immediately do double or nothing on something else.
I don't think this is fair, Tom. Actually, I'll give you the $10.
All right.
However, I think we should do all devices because I believe that you... I don't use my iPad ever, really. Uh-huh. And I feel like when you're home, you use your iPad, whereas I would use my phone.
When I'm home and I'm using my iPad, I'm usually reading. So it's like not. I mean,
that's
I guess
screen time, baby.
Yeah, but I'm like reading books or articles.
Does listening
does,
to things? No, it's screen time.
Yeah, it's screen time.
Because I listen to a lot of things.
It's not
Spotify,
fun.
But 2 minutes. So just like scrolling through, I listen to half of Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Right,
once
that's
a day.
Enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I win. Boy, what am I gonna spend that $10 on? I'm gonna buy some apps.
You can get a new haircut.
All right, we'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.